Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today. Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me this week for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. So I am your host, and as always, I'm grateful that you're joining me. Today, I'm talking to Joel Gandara, who is an entrepreneur, but also created and sold a business. But we're going to be talking about a lot of the whole concept behind what it's like to design your life with intention. And I always look forward to talking to men on my show because I think it's important as a female. A lot of people just assume when I talk to women that I'm going to be talking about the feminine point of view, and we do that. But I also like to talk to men as well, because if you've been following me for a while, that this is an equal opportunity space. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Allison, it's my pleasure to be here with you.
Outstanding. So please introduce yourself to my audience. I know you were sharing a little bit about your story before we hit record. I would love for you to share that with my audience.
So when people hear that I've built a successful business and sold it, that all sounds fantastic. Oh, good for him, lucky, or whatever words may come to mind. But I'll tell you, it didn't start that like that. In May of 1980, I found myself on a little boat, capacity about 70 people, and there was 150 of us on that boat. And I was in it for 12 hours. Four of those hours were a very bad storm. When the boat went up, all you could see was sky. And when it went down, I saw four walls of water. I was scared. I still have a fear of the ocean. And that was my welcome into the United States, fleeing communism from Cuba, blessed to be in this country. So many opportunities if we take advantage of them. Grew up just outside of Oakland, California, and very poor. We didn't have much, but I did have my two parents, and I had my older brother and myself and cousins and grandparents and everybody who was already here well before us.
Yeah.
And I grew up there, and I grew up very hungry in the sense that I was always looking to get ahead. I'd go to buy gift cards, trading cards, and make money off them at school. Started buying my own toys in fourth grade. 16 years old, I was 100% financially independent. I didn't pay rent at home, but I paid my food, my gasoline, my insurance, my everything I had to pay. I did it myself. And then at about 20 years old, I didn't get lucky because I was always hustling, but I did walk into a garage sale in front of someone's house in a nice neighborhood, and I found underwear being sold. And there were samples, all kinds of them. And I bought all of them for $1 a piece. And I sold them at the flea market for $6 a piece. So real quick, $500 turned into $3,000. And I saw that I was on to something. And so fast forward a couple decades, I built up a company. We had 20 underwear, swimwear, and athletic apparel brands that were all mine that I developed or bought competitors. I ended up buying 14 of my competitors in this apparel space. And then I sold that summer 2023. And now I just get to focus on the things that I absolutely love because I think I did my part. I built up a business. I grew it, pretty well and sold it.
And a lot of jobs and opportunity for other people too.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, I know you did. that's no slouch to create a $1 million business the way that you did it. So it takes not just hustle, but focus and determination and intention, which subsequently is something we're going to be talking about. How do you define intention?
Well, I hear things that people say, and this is daily because I have maybe it's a BS-ometer. It's a red flag that goes off in my ear, in my brain when I hear things. I hear a lot of people say, yeah, that's my goal. But what they just said is not a goal. That's like an action they're going to take. Or, yeah, I've been working on that. And I can't let things slide. I have to ask, really, what have you been doing toward that? And then they end up in the end, they were not really working toward that. They're busy watching Netflix and they're busy just going through life in a state of anesthesia, which is how I see people going through life. But totally. With intentions means I say I'm going to do this thing, not in a whim, not because someone else said it, but because I say, I'm going to sit down and do a little planning. And this is what my life is going to look like. I'm going to do a 10-year vision of what my life will look like, a day in the life. So there's lots of steps and tools we can use to get to that. But then it's to put forth the action to get to that thing. So if I say I'm going to be a great father, then I'm going to plan a date every month with each of my kids, which, by the way, I've been doing for years. I have four kids, and every month I have a one-on-one for multiple hours. That's being, I think, an intentional father. It's not an accident.
That's fantastic. Good for you.
We need more parents like that in today's world, in my opinion. So the breakup of the family is heartbreaking in this country.
Yeah. And the numbers are there. When you have those, you see the success rate of children. It's not impossible, but they're at a disadvantage. So why give them that disadvantage?
Yeah. Yeah, agree. So let's talk a little bit about setting our life up then daily, intentionally. I could not agree with you more. I think people are very good at talking about what they want to do and talking about what they're going to do. And I'm going to make this my plan. And then that's where it stops. And I like to call it, we're really good at being busy, right? And so I think when I think of intention, I think of something in the present time that you're focused on accomplishing, because you want to make sure that what action steps you're taking are lining up with what you're thinking. And I think a lot of people are really good at talking a big game, but there's really no action behind it.
That's exactly. So I'm in this world where I see this every single day.
Yeah.
Number one, everybody wants is motivation. I've been hired to speak before, and I think people want to walk out with motivation and pumped up. And I know that's cool and that's fun and it draws big crowds and that sort of thing. But unfortunately, you have to go home and then you have a temptation of sit on the couch and watch TV or go work on that book or go work on that program or opening that business or buying that competitor or fixing your marriage, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But, the motivation is gone because I'm done. We got off the chair that we were jumping up and down, and now I'm just back to my regular life. I went to one of these very big name motivational things because so many friends kept going and they invited me, and I went and I spent 4 days there. I took in about a day and a half and I couldn't take any more because I'm very curious. And as I talked to people who were there and paying a lot of money to be there, and I saw that as I talked to them and asked them questions, some are very obese. Some are smokers. Some are using drugs. And I ask them, and you've done this before? This is my 8th time here. And they're on an emotional roller coaster. So I prefer discipline over motivation. I motivate myself through my own discipline, and I help people adjust their discipline level. I think you could develop that. But yes, when you write it down and say you're going to do it, now you put an action plan, you put it in a calendar. You need an accountability partner, if that's the thing you need, to make sure that when that day comes and that time comes, that's the action that you're taking. I think that's how we get things done.
No, I love that line of thought. You're speaking my language totally. What I like to tell people in general is, and when I'm having a conversation with someone, well, I'd really like to work on this. I'd really like to make this my goal. I'd really like to be able to, build my business enough that I can leave my job or whatever it is. But I'm just not motivated to do it. And I'm like, really? Tell me more about that. Because if you wait to be motivated, you're going to be waiting a long time. Motivation comes and goes. It's the discipline, to your point, that's what gets you through the days when you're not feeling like you really want to do it, right? But that's the whole point. The whole point is to discipline ourselves to do the things, to do what it takes so that we can have the life that we want.
Yeah, or stop saying that you want that, because obviously your actions are showing. So I've said I have to say these words to people and I call them out, and I'm not there to hurt people's feelings, but I'm there to get them results. So whenever I hear, or in my brain, I think I should, I want, I will, I'm gonna, I gotta, any of those are action steps. That means I'm going to do it this moment, or guess what? I can't do it right now because I'm driving. Well, you know what? I can leave myself a voice note, or at the next red light, I could go into my calendar and I could put, an hour from now, do this thing or do this research, make this phone call, whatever that is. So when you have those trigger signs of words that say action, I should, I want, I will, I'm gonna, I gotta, plan it out and go do that thing.
Yeah. Well, and I also think too, to your point, and I'll just piggyback on what you just said. I think when people say that, it's really coming from a very lackful place. Because, a client of mine once said on one of my retreats, and I'll never forget it, she said, it was kind of a mic drop moment. She said, if you really think about it, we shoulda all over ourselves on a regular basis.
That's right.
And I'm like, yeah, you're exactly right. Because, when we say I should, I need to, I've got to, it's coming from a space where it's almost like, I don't want to say like we're beating up on ourselves, but it's coming from a place in ourselves where we're not believing that we can actually do it.
Sure. So what I would invite someone to do is either go do it if you say you want to do something, or stop saying it. Say, no, I'm content where I am. I don't need to go get a new job. I'm going to stop complaining. It's one or the other.
Yeah. Well, and just own it too. If you're happy where you are and you're feeling complete and you're feeling like your life is on track, just own it. You know, I think there's a lot of people going around today, you know, kind of talking out of both sides of their mouth. You know, and social media doesn't help with this because the comparison game is just rampant. But, you know, I think people just, it's, I don't want to say people don't know how to do it, because knowledge alone isn't enough to change behavior. You know, you have to have a plan behind it that not just makes sense, but that aligns with your core values and really keeps you excited. Really, all of our power is in what we don't see.
Yeah. And what you said about social media and comparison.
Yeah.
I think the only thing we should compare ourselves is with who we were yesterday and look forward. And if we want to improve at something, go for that. But comparing is, or comparison is the enemy of happiness. It destroys all.
Could not agree more. Could not agree more. So let's talk a little bit then about some of the work that you do with men. And you're talking about how, you know, I love this whole train of thought around stop talking about it if it's not what you really want. So, you know, let's say someone out there is listening and they're saying, this is what I really want. This is what I really want. I'm going to do it this year, et cetera, et cetera. What do you say to that?
Yeah. Okay. Sure. You know, you can fool me once, but if you keep saying it, I'm going to question the things.
Right.
So if someone says, this year I'm going to accomplish this, this, and this. Great. Let's develop that. Those are the goals that want to be accomplished. I want to go run this big race because it's going to, you know, what's your why behind it? Because people told me I can never run very far, whatever. That's your why. Good. Let's go do it. What's the plan? The action plan. Well, the action plan, I'm going to sign up for a training program. I'm going to go buy some shoes tomorrow. I'm going to, and you set it all up. The other thing is an accountability partner or a coach or a mentor or someone that you got to go report to and basically say, I'm a loser. All those things I said, I did not do, and see how that goes. You don't have to say the words, I'm a loser. But when you say, hey, remember all that big talk I had? I didn't do any of it. So,
well, we're human beings, though. You know, we're human beings and we're, you know, we're not perfect. But at the same time, we need accountability, just like we need to be around other people. You know, it's like we're created to be with other people.
Yeah. And by the way, I never shoot for perfection. Nothing is ever perfect. When I published my book, I had a ton of errors in it. People told me about it. I fixed it. I republished and fixed it. That's fine. It's still probably not perfect. Nothing's perfect. But if I say I'm going to do something, at least I'm going to do the efforts to do it. Because if I say I'm going to go tomorrow after work and buy a pair of tennis shoes so I can run that race, I just, what did I do? I didn't show up. Now, something came up. There's an emergency. Absolutely. Get it in your calendar and slide it to tomorrow, the next day, or the next day, or the next day.
Yeah.
But there's no excuse for 3 months to pass by. Yeah, I haven't gotten around to buying the shoes. If that's the case, drop the goal. I think it's one or the other.
Or either that, or you just don't want it enough.
That's right. So drop it.
Yeah, because, you know, everyone's got the same 24 hours in every day. And, you know, we make time for what's important to us, just like I believe we find ways to pay for things that are really important to us, too. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
That's right. Last week I had a call with someone, and they have these big visions of what they want to accomplish. But they told me, you know, so we narrowed it down. It's amazing how big this monster of a project sounds to someone in their own head. But when they start telling me and I ask them a lot of questions, in the end, it came down to this activity that only took an hour. And once that person did that, she would be able to now launch this business. But she just needed to narrow it down to this one thing, then the next thing, the next thing. But she kept saying she did not have time. I surprised her in that conversation and said, hey, by the way, real quick, let's change gears. What's your favorite next Netflix show? And she paused and said, oh my God, I have so many. And I said, well, there's the problem.
Right?
I said, there's the problem. I can't tell you what's on Netflix or cable because I don't have either. And when I was busy building my businesses, I wasn't worried about what's on television. I'm the star of this movie. I'm the one doing all the action.
Exactly.
The same thing.
Yeah, it's so funny that you say that because, you know, fundamentally, and this is something my coach and I talk about a lot, is that we really don't have an action problem in this country. We have a belief problem. And when we're constantly saying, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, like to your point, talking about the things that we want to do, we can action ourselves to death and still not get any closer to what it is that we really want. So belief is the most powerful thing in the universe.
And then followed by action, you mean?
Yeah. And then followed with inspired action, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Because, you know, when people talk a lot, like to your point about what's your favorite Netflix show, and then people can just go off and give you a million different options, then to your point, it's like, yeah, I know what the issue is here.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's funny. The circles that I run with, I've noticed have changed over the years as, you know, I've developed and grown and read and studied a lot and helped people, because that's a great way of learning yourself. I find that our conversations aren't necessarily about the trends today or the television show or whatever. It's about much bigger, deeper ideas. And it's not all business. It's about family and responsibilities and all these other beautiful things about life that I think are more important than what actors doing what.
Yeah, I totally agree, because I've sort of found that too, is as my business has grown and evolved and changed over the years, it's like my circle has gotten smaller and tighter. But that's really on my part by design as well, because we have to be very careful who we decide to listen to and who we surround ourselves with. You know, that's not to say that you can't be nice to people and you can't extend a helping hand and you can't, you know, be the light for somebody that needs it. But at the same time, you have to really protect your energy.
That's right. I think it's Jim Rohn. You're the average of the five people you surround yourself with the most.
Yeah, very true.
I moved to a neighborhood years ago that changed my life. I mean, because my business got to a point where I could, and it's a nice neighborhood and there's professional athletes, current ones that live here and that sort of thing. And what happened is my next door neighbor is an ultra marathon champion. She got me into running. At 38 years old, I ran my first 5K. Just a few years later, I ran my first ultra marathon. That's because of my neighbor, because she's that high quality a person who pushed me and who said, you could do that. Of course you can. Look, you just train this way. And she gave me a plan and I did that. And then my whole neighborhood's like that. I'm seeing people walk every day, exercise. So it bleeds over into us. So we have to choose wisely who we surround.
Totally. Could not agree more. And I think too that, you know, when you look around at the people who are uber successful, people like yourself and professional athletes and people who, you know, you look at how they spend their time and what they do, it's really not rocket science. They're just choosing to do the things that challenge them, that help them grow as a person and help them become really more the highest version of themselves. I think so many people in today's world focus on the things that don't really matter.
Yeah. Well, look, I think that I like a holistic approach to everything. I'm sure you do too. I take that into account for everything. For example, in the morning, I could wake up and my temptation, because I was brought up that way, might be to have a bowl of cereal, or I could eat something way healthier that for me is eggs. That makes me function so much better. Yep. Or I could eat a processed food that, you know, doesn't make me feel as well. That's a tiny little thing that you might go, well, that's insignificant. Do that over a lifetime. I can drink water water with electrolytes, or I can have a soda. Do that and let it compound over years and see what happens.
Yep. Well, it's like what they say, the secret of your success is in your daily routine. Like for me, it's I'm up early every day. I work out early because that's my time. And to me, that's an investment into my future. And, you know, I have a, you know, specific routine in the morning where, you know, it's not really a journaling routine, but it's really more like just staying in touch with, I keep my primary beliefs on my wall. So, and I sort of have a practice that I go through with that. And it just helps keep me in that creation space of moving myself forward. Because my thought is, and one of the things that I teach and I tell all my clients is that, you know, the future version of you is sitting across the room from you today. And the only reason why you haven't become that version of yourself is what you're choosing to spend your time doing that day.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great way to look at it. We got to live up to that future self, and hopefully it's much better than where we are today.
Yeah, because there is no lack in the world. You know, a lot of people look at me funny when I say that, and I'm not trying to diminish the struggles that people have, because I know there are a lot of people struggling in the world on a regular basis, but there is no lack in the world. We create the lack with what we think about it and what we choose to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. One of the best books, and it changed my life, was The Secret by Rhonda Byrne.
And The Secret by what?
By Rhonda Byrne. That there's plenty. There's plenty. You know, there's enough for everybody. Thinking that way changed my mind, and it changed my business.
Absolutely. One of my primary beliefs on my wall right now is that my clients are everywhere and they're always looking for me. Mm-hmm. So then my job needs to be to be the right energetic match so that they will find me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your best like tip, piece of advice, like actionable strategy that you could offer for somebody listening who's, you know, really ready to like take this thing, this bull by the horns and like make this year the best year they've had?
Sure. I'll give you one that comes to mind, but I also want to mention on my website, 31dailychallenges.com, at the very top, you click there and it gives you my 5 tips to success that are real simple. And it takes, I don't know, 2 minutes to watch the little video. Those are things that really have helped me. But I firmly believe my sophomore year, I had a biology teacher who said, success breeds success. And I didn't know what that meant necessarily at that age, but I could tell you that having little victories under our belt, and for some people, it's making their bed in the morning and saying, all right, I made my bed. Good. What else can I handle today? For me, I start my day with cold plunge, and the water's in the low 30s. And it's a shock to my system. So I think it's a little bit extreme. You don't have to go do that. But if there's something that you've been putting off, whatever that little thing is or big thing, find a little piece of it and say, you know what? Today, right now, as I'm listening to this podcast, maybe it's exercise. I got to get back to the gym. You don't have to do any of that, but you could stop right now, hit pause or keep listening and drop to the ground and do 10 pushups.
Yep. Yep.
That's it. It's as simple as that. Once you get that something under your belt, how did that feel? Good. Perfect. In a few hours, set an alarm in your phone and have it go off again. Do another 10 pushups. See what happens.
Yep. Because, you know, with those daily intentional, like mini micro decisions, I would call that, right? It's like that helps you right there change not just your energetic state, but like what you end up doing next. It's like it really can be that simple.
Yeah. Look, I had a guy come to see me, very successful business owner, had not worked out in many years. I'm not a fitness coach by any means, but as we're talking business, everything's great. And I said, I'm just curious, when's the last time you worked out? And he says, I haven't worked out in years. He looked normal. He looked like he was in decent, okay shape. But I said, let's go in the other room, because this was at my old warehouse and offices. I said, let's go in that other private room back there. Let's do some pushups. And we knocked out 20 pushups. Till this day, that guy, he's in my men's program. He says that moment changed his life.
Yeah.
He joined him and I together with a few other guys in our group, a 1,000 pushup club. And that's done in one day. He's done that a couple of times. We only met this year and he's now knocked out tens of thousands of pushups because that woke him up. He said that sparked something inside of him that now he's a better father. He's a better husband. He says these things, not me. He's a better businessman because he pushed himself out of a little bit of a lull.
Yeah, I love that because it's just such a perfect example of how doing one simple thing can literally change the trajectory of how you choose to move forward. That's not to say that you're not going to have a bad day or you're going to have a day where you don't feel like it or nothing goes your way or whatever. But, you know, those days really become the exception more than the rule. And a lot of it is you just have to keep your head down and just keep going.
That's it. I don't know another way.
Yeah. Well, and just know that what you're creating is so much bigger than you are. And you believe into that energy. And it's like, it's amazing the ideas that drop in, but you have to be available for it or you miss it.
Yeah. If you discover your purpose on this planet and then you say, well, because I'm going to build this thing, whatever it is, or I'm going to help these children, whatever it is, that should be so strong that all the excuses that your little devil on the other shoulder is telling you can be shut up. You know, yep. You can ignore that. I used to let that, you know, I feel like we have a little angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other. I used to listen to that devil. And now I'm so clear on my path of where I'm going in my life that that devil has tape over his mouth and I don't listen to that name.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you kind of acknowledge that he's there, but you're kind of like, yeah, whatever. I don't have time for you today. Move on. Right.
That's it.
Yeah. I love it. Where can people connect with you, Joel?
Yeah. So I have a website where I have my men's program, but also my wife's program. She has a women's program. She's a firecracker. So the website is 31dailychallenges.com. And when you go there, if you hit contact, we're going to get your message and we can respond. And honestly, we're not doing any of this for money. We built what we needed to build. We've sold it. We've exited. We're trying to change lives. So if someone just wants to have a quick chat for free, I'm glad to do that.
Fantastic. Love it. Love it so much. Any other place where people can connect with you? Like any of your socials or anything?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. It's Joel Gundara. There aren't too many of us with this name.
Yeah. I would agree with that. So thank you so much for making time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
I had a blast. Thanks, Allison.
Outstanding. So folks out there listening, please, if you are feeling inspired to join the 1 million push-up club or to, you know, start with that one thing, look, now is the beginning of a new year. It is really the perfect time to do it. And if you've been sitting around thinking this is a year, stop thinking and let's go and do it. And let's do this together. So feel free to connect with Joel on his site. You'll find his website address, 31dailychallenges.com, in the show notes, along with his social media handles if you want to connect with him. And if you have found this conversation inspiring and encouraging for you, and you would like to share it with somebody else, a friend, a colleague, somebody that you think needs to hear it, please just copy the link and send it to them as a free gift from me. Or if you like, you can connect with me on my site, www.theallisonk.com, and we will do it for you. Either I'll do it or someone on my team will do it for you. Because this is why we have such a huge presence around the world with both of our shows and why we are continuing to reach people every single week. It's because of people like you who help us kind of get on the train with us and help us with this movement to becoming the absolute best version of yourself. And look, at the start of a new year, there's really no better time to do it. And I just want to say too, thank you for all of your support, for always being there and for helping me continue this movement, because know that I appreciate every single one of you for everything that you do. This is Allison Gatzkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.